We're here in the Fan Doozy Studios in Buffalo, New York. Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Dance. Hey, Caveman.
What's up, Ray?
Guess what?
What?
You want to hear Mickey getting kicked in the balls? How he would sound?
Yeah. His poor nuts.
Damn.
You know what the problem is, dude? His wiener's way too big. See, if I got kicked like that, it wouldn't even hurt me because it wouldn't touch anything.
It just skinned.
Yeah. It just hit the cup.
Okay, man, you got a vagina?
It could be a vagina.
Damn.
It depends how I'm standing that day. If it's really cold, it looks like a vagina.
Again, we'll talk. We got kids here. Come on. What's going on here?
I don't know. This podcast is spiraling into obscurity already.
Yeah.
Good thing we have a super special guest today. I say that every time, but this time I really mean it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Really good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hangs out in China.
Oh, he live in China now. Yeah. He got a Chinese wife?
No, he's got an American wife.
Oh, okay.
But she's living in China with him.
Oh, nice.
She actually fought Choke again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was Choke again's first professional fight.
Cool.
Against Kyle's wife.
Who won? Who won that one?
We're going to say it was Kyle's wife, but it might not be the truth.
Yeah, because I don't want him kicking my ass.
Yeah, I don't want him kicking my ass either.
Put us in a leg lock.
All right. Well, we're going to try and call the international man of violence, Kyle Rozewski, in a minute. So we're going to let Ray take over that part of it.
All right.
If we get his answering service, we'll just leave a crazy message.
Okay. He's probably like, who number is this shit?
I know. Kyle.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing?
This is good. This is Caveman. I got Ray with me. We're on Caveman's Corner. How's it going?
Oh, hey, not bad. I'm just at a family party here. My niece's first birthday.
All right. Well, just throw them away and come talk with us for a little bit.
All right.
That's what we
what's
do.
What's going on, guys?
Not much. We have the international man of violence with us, Kyle Rozewski. How's it going, Kyle?
I love the nickname. Doing well, guys. Thank you. How you guys doing?
Good. That's going to be your new moniker. I'm going to really try and make that stick to you. I like it.
That's a lot to put on a t-shirt, though. That's a lot of ink you're wasting.
Yeah, but it sounds good on a billboard or a poster.
Fair enough.
How did you end up fighting in China and having your own school? How did that all come about? That's a crazy story.
Well, I was invited over after a few wins I put together in Ohio. And it was initially for 3 months. We went over, did some fights. We ended up covering classes and coaching. And they invited us back, so we moved. And we're still there. You know, a few managers were moved. A few horror stories in the middle. But, yeah, you know, just still there, still doing it.
It's amazing to me that you and your wife just dropped everything and went to another country to go fight MMA. Was there a huge culture shock for the two of you?
Oh, absolutely, and it's still happening. There's a lot of adjustment. I mean, everybody has their own nuances and their own, you know, way of handling things, but we're talking about different sides of the world, completely different. I mean, I'm standing in the middle of an empty field right now. You know, people calling my family. If I was back in China, I'd be in the middle of a sea of 1,000 people, no grass anywhere in sight. You know, it's just completely night and day on the other end of the spectrum. But the good thing is the MMA is the same, you know, and that's our deciding factor. So fights are there. My family's happy, then that's what we're saying.
Is it truly the same? Are their style the same, or is it a little bit different over there? How's Chinese wrestling?
The wrestling is very much behind. The Gulang is very much behind overall. They kick so hard, though. Oh, it hurts so bad.
So they more kung fu style, right? They believe in kung fu?
Yeah, and there's still actually quite a few ridiculous things going on as far as their wushu practitioners. Actually, last week even, a wushu monk dove in to a river to stop a sea monster that was causing floods and ended up drowning 45 seconds later.
Oh.
Not that that's not supposed to be laughable, but that's kind of laughable.
Maybe we should have that monk on our conspiracy theory podcast.
It's crazy, honestly. You can look it up. It's nuts. This dude does a front flip off a bridge. He gets his big scene gathered. And sure enough, later they see his yellow outfit just floating. And the sphere.
Holy shit.
It sucks. They haven't really just gotten up to speed with the rest of the world and a lot of things. But they're starting to get it now. The UFC has recently signed a few guys from China. And, you know, good for them. But as we discussed earlier today, actually, it's not always an honest representation of what they've actually done in their career. For instance, one of the fighters signed to the UFC, his name is Wang Guan. Him and I have actually fought, and you don't see that on his record at all, but, you know, I can show you pictures. I even have, they made stickers of our fight on this app called WeChat in China of me knocking him down. It was like a big deal. He was in a mounted triangle, and he actually crawled out of the boxing ring we were fighting in to escape it. And then the ref reset us standing up.
That's not how you get out of a Kai angle.
Yeah, he was getting the triangle all in one. But yeah, he had the ultimate defense. He just ran away from it. So.
And I was going to say, an IBJJF, he would have lost 2 points.
What can you do? It's a hometown hero kind of thing in a place very much founded on nepotism. So. You know, it is what it is, and it just makes me sad that it's not even reflected. You know, I ended up taking a loss in that fight. I broke my hand in the first round. I couldn't barely use the second, so my wife threw the towel in for the third. And, you know, it's a loss regardless, but it should be reflected on somebody's record somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to the UFC, I feel like.
How many fights have you had over in China?
Oh, geez. I don't know. There's been a lot of kickboxing. I think I've had 14 MMA fights over there and maybe 11 kickboxing. I could be off in those numbers.
Oh, wow. Busy over there.
I just keep overall track.
It's, we try and keep up with you, but there's no way to, none of these fights are really being recorded on your record that I've seen.
Yeah. And like I said, that's very unfortunate. You know, if you look at me online in America, I think I have a third of the fights I actually have. So, it hurts as far as getting sponsorships sometimes. And, just overall legacy, you know. I want to be proud of my career. I want people to be proud of what I've done, and it's just not reflected yet. But, you know, those who care know what happened, so I guess that's all I need.
How about Japan? Would you fight in Japan?
Oh, yeah, I love Japan. Japan's such a nice place. It's so quiet and clean. It's expensive, but, I love the culture over there, and I had a great experience getting lost, even, you know, it was just very pleasant. So, yeah, I'd go over there in a minute. Oh,
cool. Do you think that fighting over in China is helping your career, or do you think it's actually hurting your career a little bit?
Physically, it's been hurting because there is no real data commission of any kind in a lot of these shows. Well, I mean, just last month, I fought 3 times. You know, that nobody does that in America. And it's not the first time it's happened over there.
It's the kumite.
Yeah. Well, essentially it is. Actually, both of the titles I've won over there have been 2 fights in the same day. You know, it's just, it's definitely shortened my career physically. I got some injuries that they don't know how to heal properly. But it's also helped me in the fact that I'm seeing a whole other side of the sport I never would have. And it's helped me gain striking defense, you know, learning from that, but also sharpening my grappling game because I have to go and rely on something that they don't know. You know, it wasn't my strong suit going out there, but it has become very much a facet of my game now. It's made me a more complete fighter. So overall, it's a good experience, but when I'm 60 or 70 years old, and I'm arthritic as hell and I can't stand up, I'll be cursing China.
I would like to say it's really changed your jiu-jitsu game. I went to that seminar with you earlier today, and man, the way you describe jiu-jitsu and you think about jiu-jitsu and you're developing your own techniques, some of the stuff I haven't even really seen before, you've really changed as a fighter, especially on the ground. Man, I'm very impressed on the change
that.
In you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very kind words, especially, you know, coming from somebody so accomplished. That means a lot.
I'm accomplished at getting beat up.
Well, hey, you're not alone in that club, my friend. We're looking the same these days. Don't worry.
Okay, man, maybe you should go to China.
I would love to go to China. I might get shot up in China, though.
There's always a spot for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Ray, you should go to China and you need to get a fight. Ray was supposed to be on the card and he pulled out.
Well, I just established my own promotion out there, so if you guys want to fight, I'll throw in one of my cards.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, let's go to China.
All right.
Yeah.
You can't pull out if we go to China.
I'm going to pull
out. Yeah, yeah. I will know where you are. Trust me. I was asked for the white guy. It's not me. It's got to be you.
Round-eyed guys.
Do you make more money because you're a white over in China, or do you think is it a little bit racist over there? I've heard both.
No, it's definitely racist. They want all foreigners to lose, and they love it when guys come in with tattoos that look tough that get beat up. You know, it makes their Chinese heroes look better. But the pay scale is relatively the same. It's just the spending is not. I get to fight a lot more for the same money that we get here, but I spend less. So my wife and I are saving. We just opened our gym. We're starting a promotion, and you know, things are happening.
That's so amazing.
It's a good experience.
How hard is it to run a show in a foreign country? Is there like triads trying to bust in and take your money?
That's the thing. You have to have government approval. Otherwise, they can just come in at any time and just shut you down. And if they're bored enough, or you know, wind blows wrong, someone's in a bad mood, they will. They absolutely will. They think of it as if they can exercise authority on you. It's what they call face or guanxi, and it makes them feel more important to all their peers. And on the other side of that coin, if you can pay the government off or show that they're not a problem for you, it's also guanxi for you. Yeah. So that was a big worry, but thankfully we were able to talk to the right people who actually are in the government of approval in this sort of thing. So they were in a VIP booth for my fights. They asked to come, you know, and we did it right. We went by the books, spoiled our fighters, and had a great event. So we're going to do it full time, I think, and make it probably a quarterly thing, maybe four times a year.
That's awesome. My wife was very worried about you guys when you left because she wasn't sure you guys were going to be able to understand how the government and how everything worked over there, but I'm glad everything ended up working out for you in the long run.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Now, how's the Chinese food over there? Is it like in Buffalo, New York, in the China restaurant?
What we know as Chinese food is not Chinese food over there. The piece of chicken we eat will be the first things they throw away. They prefer the chicken feet to like chicken breasts.
Oh, okay.
And there has never been a person named General Tso's. General Tso's chicken. There is actually a documentary called Searching for Tso's. If you go over there and ask for General Tso's chicken, they slap you for being a lot lie. No one knows who the hell this guy is, but he's cool enough to his own chicken. So
yeah. That's an American guy. He just passed himself off as Chinese.
It just got to me. I have looked into this. It probably was a Filipino.
It was probably a Hispanic guy like Ray.
A Mexican. Yeah. It probably was a Mexican that
Trump's going to deport you, dude. You better be careful. I'm telling you, this is might be our last podcast. We're talking racial stuff. How's your Chinese coming along? It's a very difficult language to learn.
It is. It's very tonal, and the same word can have multiple meanings just depending on how you stress a vowel. So I'm going to be very careful and speak very slowly. But yeah, it's coming along. I can piss people off pretty easy now. I don't mean to, but it just seems to be happening.
Say something awesome in Chinese and then tell us what you said, because my wife, I talked to her on the phone. I said, I have you try some Chinese. She wants to check you.
She wants to check me.
She wants to check you. You know Mrs. K, man. She's all about Chinese authenticity.
Okay. Nishu Wudaponyo. That means you are my friend.
All right. How do you say something mean?
What's that?
How do you say something mean?
Mean?
Yeah, like it would be insulting.
I got something good. How do you say Mr. Poopy Pants?
We want to talk about Mickey.
I don't know how to say poopy pants. I don't know how to say poopy. But the word B, just the word B, means cup, but it also means asshole. You can call somebody a shabby or a malaga bee, and they will get very angry with you very quick.
Oh.
Forrest is over here. He takes Mandarin, but he's not giving me a thumbs up or thumbs down. He's listening in on a mic that's off.
It's a wonderfully organized podcast is going here.
Yeah, we're very disorganized.
Guessing games and trying profanity.
That's better than what we normally do. Normally, we talk about tentacle porn. Jesus Christ. I don't know what you got yourself into. How did you get hooked up with Rich Mitchell?
Actually, Rich and I rolled together probably about 10 years ago in Alden. I don't know. I was just teaching an MMA kind of startup class there. Wow, forever ago. And Rich came and rolled me a couple of times, went up quick and, you know, just hit it off. And he's actually married to my high school classmate. So it was more a matter of how we didn't meet yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's well, you know, just as well as everybody. It's a very small community for MMA in Western New York, especially 10 years ago. There was like five of us. You know, so it's, I don't know, it's just kind of one of the things that was meant to happen. We talked about it online, got into it, about his promotion, and here we are.
I was so surprised when he told me that he was bringing you in. I didn't know that you guys were really that close, and it was just amazing. Yeah. Rich kind of popped out of nowhere, and I started working with him with Ground Force Fights, and he's a super cool guy. I mean, Don left the scene a little bit. Rich came in and more than filled the place that Don had, you know, being really good to the fighters, running a great show,
yep,
having a caveman involved. So I really, I was really appreciative of him coming up. And then he's like, I'm bringing in Kyle. I'm like, wow, how close do you know Kyle? He's like, oh, me and Kyle are buddies. We're going to bring him in for the show. I was like, oh, my God, it was so much fun calling the show with you last night.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. It reminded me of when you and I did the TNT.
I was about to say that.
Outside show. Yeah, it was nice, man.
SummerSlam, right? What's it called? SummerSlam?
Yeah, reminiscent. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. That was the first fight I ever caught with Kyle.
And guess what? I got the DVD.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I got the DVD.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, we'll have to play it for you.
Yeah.
There's a couple fights that I edited out because I didn't know rape choke was a bad word.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to edit anything we said last night, though.
No. That one interview was suspect, but, you know, the rest of it was good.
What interview was suspect?
The smoker.
Oh, yeah. Gearhart.
Yeah. You didn't like that fight?
He deserved it. I was actually telling people a similar to that. Better you than me. I was not happy with any of the words. I was embarrassed at everything coming out of his mouth. And it's just nothing professional about it. Just disappointing. And I would not have been as nice as you were. So, I think you were there.
Yeah. These guys, they come in and they fight every show. And they never really train. They never really improve.
Yeah. He pad work was
awful.
God bless Rich Mitchell for that. You know what I mean? He's got a lot of work to do for all these fights. And where we are in this area, there's not a lot of material yet for him. You know, that's why there's the border wars in Canada. There's not a lot of fighters yet.
No,
but we're growing more and more every year, and he's going to be the guy that helps this area in particular become a hub for MMA. I'm super grateful for him doing that. And having you involved is a good move.
Well, thank you. I don't think too many people would agree with you for that, but I appreciate the nice kind words.
Hey, Jeff, don't sell yourself short. No one would agree with me on that. I'm going to say it anyway.
Nobody. I like that's even better. Kyle's awesome. What got you into broadcasting? You're very, very good at it, and I've tried to learn a lot from you. Although we haven't worked together a lot, I've been very inspired by you. How did you originally get into it?
I appreciate that very much, man. Actually, I was worried. I was too tired last night and stuttering. I still am today a little bit. I can feel it. My some of my words are slurring together. I'm just exhausted, but... I started actually. Don Lilly asked me to do the first TNT fights at Rainbow Rink. How many years ago that was? And I liked it a lot. It seemed natural. I'm kind of a hyper person, so I always want the attention. So they gave me a microphone, and it ended up being a good fit. And I mean, I actually took it seriously. And I got to go out to Pittsburgh and work with guys like Ryan Kavanaugh, who really taught me a lot about it. And Dave McKinney, you know, guys who actually do research and have notes during the fight. I would just show up. Oh, that guy looks tough, you know. I would analyze the fight as I saw it, but I had no background info. and they really taught me how to make it a craft. And I'd say, yeah, Dave McKinney and Ryan Cavanaugh were the guys who really told me how to do it. But Don Lurie was the one who gave me the opportunity.
That's awesome. I've heard you call those fights down in PA, and you got very, very good at calling fights. And you're very good at analyzing the fight as it's going on. And people that think it's easy to call a fight, turn the sound down and call a fight and listen to yourself. It's really not as easy as Kyle makes it seem.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. I don't know if it's deserved, but it's appreciated.
Yeah, it's very well deserved. And when you listen to the two of us, you can tell Kyle's much more professional than me. I go in and I just try and be funny, though. Usually that's my role.
No, but that's good. We need the levity.
As the fights get more serious, you need to be a little bit less funny. But I think sometimes, you know, the commentary is for the fans. It's not really for the fighters. As long as you're not disparaging the fighter and you're just being silly about it, it's okay.
Exactly. There's just a matter of professionalism that's needed, but the rest of it is for entertainment. So that's why you're a nice fit for it. You know what I mean? You have just enough of both.
Yeah, you kind of like Boss Wooten when he was in Pride. A little funny, you know.
I'm not as cool as Boss. I'm more like I don't know.
You're like Opie.
Yeah, I'm like Opie.
You're like a gangster Opie.
That's the truth.
Like if Opie was getting in school fights every day, getting kicked out of Mayberry High, that's what Jeff does.
That's it. That's me 100%, man. What is it like fighting in another country? Do you ever think you're ever going to win a decision? Do you go into every fight thinking you got to finish?
Oh, yeah, no. That's always the goal, and it's not so much worried about decision. That is inevitable. If I think I've won 3 decisions in China out of, and it's like kickboxing fights where I've knocked dudes down multiple times. They still give them the trophy. It's just very obvious. But as far as MMA, I just want to get the hell out of there without getting hurt. Now that I'm getting older, I keep ending up in the hospital when I fight, even when I win. So, yeah, I want to grab somebody, put them down, and choke them. Go home safe.
I wouldn't want to be in a Chinese hospital.
Have you ever had the fish eyeballs yet on Chinese New Year?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever eaten the fish eyeballs yet on Chinese New Year?
No, I don't really eat fish. I'm not a fan of all the seafood. So I stay away from that, especially in China, because I think the river body there, and it's a color I don't have adjectives for.
That's awesome.
I mean? Like, there isn't enough English language to fully describe what I'm seeing, so I just make noises. Just look at it.
We hear a lot. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said we hear a lot about pollution in China. Is it really bad over there?
Oh, it's terrible. Actually, I have a sponsor called ID Mask, and you have to use these filters to breathe in. Otherwise, if you run a kilometer on a day with pollution with a rating of over 220, it's equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes in half a day. Wow. It's really disgusting. Yeah, and I think I told you about that. The artist in Beijing who just walked around with a vacuum cleaner, just sucking the air for 2 weeks in Beijing, he made a 20-pound brick. Of this just composite he pulled.
Shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what people are breathing every day. So if you work out with that, you're breathing very heavily, you're taking on your lungs, you're just walking cancer, basically.
You can have Kyrie like Ray Harris. Like that. That's our co-host here. He's got about 30 seconds and he's exhausted. We just did, what do we do? We did 6 5-minute rounds today, Ray. You should have came out.
No. Maybe you did. I did like 9 minutes and I laid down trying not to cry. I was tired.
I wanted to go, but I had to work today.
You should have just called in. Dude, Kyle's only in town once every 10 years.
Once every 10 years.
I heard you might be coming in a little bit more frequently to do some of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, if we can make it happen and it's, you know, fit everybody's schedule, I'd love to. It's a great experience for me. I enjoy seeing everybody back home, and, you know, this is my life. Fighting is what pays the bills and keeps me smiling. So if they want me to, there's a pretty hard time stopping me coming back.
Is it hard to get the passport and go back and forth all the time? Do they give you trouble getting in and out of China?
Yeah. I've had a few visa issues. Last time I got stuck for a few days in New York City. basically 80%, so maybe even 90% of flights coming out of China or going into Shanghai in particular are delayed. All three of my flights to come here were delayed. So it's just a crapshoot if you're actually going to be on schedule for anything you plan. So it's a bit tough.
Do you have to have a special work visa to get in and out of China and fight and stuff?
Yeah. If you make a certain amount of money, which you thankfully haven't plateaued yet, you have to have a working visa. My wife has a working visa, and because I'm married to her, I have a legal residence permit, which allows me to make a certain amount of money. And then once I go beyond that, I mean, I still have to claim it on taxes and everything, but once I go beyond that, then there, I believe there's monetary penalties as far as China goes.
Wow, there's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid real life. When a tax man comes, just get the triad guys on him.
Yeah.
It's just like in Japan. What'd you think about the fights last night?
I thought they were really good. Good matchups, you know, very competitive bouts. I had noticed a lot of looping overhand rights landing on people. You know, but overall, it's a very good quality show. I enjoyed it. I was really impressed with the debut of, who was that right here, Mayer?
Daniel Mayer. Victory OG, Daniel Mayer.
Yeah. I was really impressed with the way he was moving and his composure in his debut. Katrina Bevian looked really good in her debut. The heavyweight guys went all three rounds, you know, full gas tanks. So that's pretty rare and cool to see.
That Kleckler looked good, too, with that knee.
Body or solar plexus.
For anyone that was at the show and you thought it was a groin strike, it was definitely to the solar plexus. And when his opponent fell down, he tapped a mat as well. I forgot his name now. I wasn't so good. I didn't have very good notes. And then someone stole my notebook with my notes in it. So normally I have a good review of this show.
we had a note Larson last night.
We did. We went up. We did the thing in the cage when we came back down and the notebook was gone.
Wow.
I think the commission guy stole it because I was drinking Rockstars.
Yeah, he was mad at you.
What a jerk. What did you think about Matt Spech?
Oh, he's going to be a talent in the pro rank for sure. I'm interested to see him debut in 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's something fierce.
He's got great movement. Yeah, he's going to be a good one to watch. I really liked him. Everything he did, his game plan, it was very much head-to-toe, you know, striking, different targets, different angles, moving side to side. He has some wrestling and grappling the ball, too. He's got it all together.
He's got a great skit on YouTube if you get a chance to check it out. I'm sure Rich has told you about it. It's really funny.
Yeah, the Matty Spech, yeah. I'm going to have to give a look while I'm here and I'm able to access YouTube.
Yeah. What'd you think about that boring brown belt fight in the PJs?
Oh, you know, I'm not a man of the cloth so much anymore myself, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't fully erect for at least 9 minutes. It's hard to give a bad review, you know.
Yeah, I just want to say, Gray, you did tap me, and thank you for not breaking my arm. I was trying to tell the referee that I tapped as well. That's all I got to say about it. Stupid Gray.
He said he was honest on Facebook. I saw his post.
Yeah. He's too pretty to be good.
What's up? He had the freaking Pokemon underwears on. What the hell was that about, K-Man?
I don't know. All I know is I mooned him. That's all that really matters. When you come back,
what's that?
When you come back, you gotta train at come back and train at Victory one time.
Oh, I will for sure. I will. I'll make more time for it. I'll make a point of it.
All right. Sounds
good. I'm getting yelled at by my family, so I'm gonna go.
All right, yeah, Kyle. Yeah. Thank you for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Enjoy yourself. That's Kyle Rosinski, international man of violence. Make sure you check him out. Send Rich Mitchell some money, and Rich Mitchell will send him that money. Do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Appreciate it, guys.
Have a great night, man.
Bye.
I wonder how much a dollar, American dollar, worth in China.
American dollar in China, probably get you shot.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. You going to fight in China, Ray?
I'm going to go to China.
Yeah. What did you think about the fights last night? You had a little bit of a different opinion.
I felt it was a lot of newbies fighting, and you know I don't like the rules when you can't ground and pound.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey fight the main event. That was a good fight. I thought Mickey was coming tough, but, you know, the guy he fighting is a beast, man.
Yeah, that Matty Special is something else. Mickey said he didn't really kick that hard. He said that was the best I've ever seen Mickey fight, and Matt had took everything he had to give him, and he was fine with it. And it almost, at times, it looked like he outboxed Mickey, too.
Right.
Which is tough to do, because Mickey's very awkward. He's got a lot of power. When he hits you, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's no joke. And Special just ate it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he looks sharp, and I like, you know me, I like kicks. Mm-hmm. I like the leg kicks, and yeah.
Mickey said he thought he was doing really good with it, but the problem with Mickey and his style is he gets hit with that head kick, and he's just like, that didn't hurt, you know, but it still scores.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not a viable way to stop somebody.
And speaking of kicks, the first kickboxing match, what's the guy from?
Derek Green.
I noticed with his fights, he takes a lot of leg kicks.
Yeah, Green and Yah. I didn't get to see that fight. I was in the back warming up.
Yeah.
But
I noticed on all his fights, he takes a lot of leg kicks.
Yeah.
His punches is good. Yeah. I think he should be a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to check in kicks.
Yeah, it was a rough night for WNY. We got to get back to the drawing board and fix some of our stuff.
What you thought about the ladies' fight?
I thought that Catherine? Oh, man, this is bad. I can't remember her name.
That's why I asked you, because yeah. I don't know.
It's Catherine, and I can't even say her last name. It's like Buzugugudugudiga.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. I apologize that I messed up your name. But she just dominated Sherelle. Sherelle was doing all the right things on the ground. Right. She was fighting the hands. That girl was just better on the ground.
Like you said, sometimes, you know, a slip could cost you a fight.
Yeah.
And because I thought, you know, yeah. Because the girl got more experience in grappling.
Yeah, and Sherelle has experience in striking. So it's striker against grappler. And we talked about that they have the opposite body styles for being a striker and a grappler. Right. Usually the grappler is a shorter, stockier person.
Right.
And the striker is a taller, long person. Yeah. And it was just backwards. And Sherelle, off the bat, she slipped.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was trying to throw a kick and they clashed shins and she slipped or she just slipped.
I think she threw a kick.
Yeah.
I think she threw a kick and she just slipped. But, you know... with the mat, we talked about this before. You know, the mat could be slippery.
Uh-huh. Especially by that point.
Yeah.
The mat was really, when I was in there, it wasn't slippery at all.
Oh, okay.
I was able to get up pretty good in that. The decal in the middle, the DD's Ranch decal, they got great guns. If you ever need a gun, go to DD's Ranch. They have the best legal AR something. I don't even know what kind of gun it is. I'm the worst sales guy ever. But go check out DD's Ranch. They support MMA. Any of these sponsors that support MMA, it's a huge thing because the MMA community is really small, and anyone that helps us, we need to help. We need to give something back a little bit, okay? So if you need to buy a gun, go to DD's Ranch. If you need to go to a strip club, I forgot who the strip club was, but go to that strip club because they're hooking us up. And that's just the way
they're hooking us up.
They're not hooking us up. I mean, they gave Rich money to put on the show.
Oh.
So that means we should go give them our money.
Could I get a lap dance, please?
Yeah.
Mr. Strip Club.
Yeah, like 50 cents or whatever you pay for that lap dance probably ends up getting back into Rich's pocket. So go get like 20 lap dances.
Yeah.
We should text
go
him.
Go get that girl a dollar.
Yeah. Go get
go make it rain. Make it rain over there.
Just pay the cover so the place makes some money.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you see a sponsor and you need that work done, check into them a little bit. Make sure they're legitimate. But support these guys that are helping us support MMA. It's a small community and we need to grow, especially in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
Strippers.
Before the strippers.
Shit. Oh, the girls fight.
Oh, the mat.
The mat
was not slippery, no. it was a very good decal. It wasn't like the kind that gets slippery, so.
Oh, okay.
There might have been a little sweat, a little blood on the canvas. How about that heavyweight fight? That was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what gym. I don't know none of these guys. And what gym? Was anybody from Buffalo?
Just the WNY people. What about the 170 pound title?
Oh,
Nolan Brandt and that Ben Horton.
He's a Noren is a freaking animal, man. He's tough, man. He's a
big dude.
Yeah.
Horton was here in a who though. I stole Kyle's line. That's what he's saying when Nolan's on top, pounding him out a little bit.
Yeah, Nolan is a beast.
Yeah. What did you think about the Gerhard Morrison fight? I know you were personally involved. I talk about a podcast during that.
Oh, yeah.
I talk about this, right, during that. I was like, turn this fight off and put on Caveman's Corner on YouTube.
It was funny, though, yeah. The ending. I mean, Mr. International of Violence don't like them.
No.
I don't know. You know, I didn't like how Gerhard was acting at the end.
Yeah.
I was telling him to relax, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Morrison was very high strung after he just laid down.
And then like he came like almost at the end of the show to start a fight with Gerhard. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the guys told him to leave. Yeah, Morrison was talking crap after the fight, but I really didn't want to see a number four fight.
No, I don't either. And here's the whole thing about Morrison, man. Like, I hate to say this, but he just quits. And, you know, he shouldn't fight anymore.
And I don't say that about too many people, I think. And that's why I told Gerhard. I said, yeah, once you hit him, you get on top of him and start hitting him, he go quit. He's going to quit.
He just shoots a takedown, he falls on the mat, and he gives up. And
or he'll do some crazy kick and
fall down on the mat and give up.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of time. At least Gerhard comes to fight, even though he gets beat up every time, dude. You know, I mean.
Yeah, Gerhard comes to fight.
He's got heart. He just needs to quit smoking.
I know. He went outside. We were talking. He went out, left the arena, and they came back. I smelled cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I had to smoke, Ray.
And then his girl's like, it was me that smells like smoke.
You try to come from.
Yeah. That's a good girlfriend.
But it was funny, though, when you interviewed Gerhard.
Mm-hmm. That was probably the highlight of my broadcasting career. They better put that on YouTube. Yeah,
they got the whole thing. They got to do that. Who's in charge of that, Richie?
Richie C. We got to talk to Richie C. Right now and be like, Richie.
That's like an Easter egg after the fight, you know?
That's the best part of the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about the referee?
I mean, you know, ref is going to be a ref, but, you know, they work for New York State, right?
Mm-hmm. No, actually, they work for the commission. They don't work for New York State.
Oh, okay. You know, every referee is different, and you got the ones that are good, and you got the ones that are bad.
Yeah. Phoenix is a heavier set bald guy.
Yeah.
And Mike Walter is a guy with the hair.
Okay. You know, a ref got like their own style, I guess, you know.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it. The only fight I was particularly referencing is that one where Michael Walter stepped in twice in that Zach fight where the kid got dropped with the right hand.
Yeah.
The knockout of the night, pretty much.
Yeah.
Besides for Mickey.
Yeah.
And he stepped in there twice. Two times he stepped in between him and he didn't call the fight. I think if you step in between the guy, you got to call a fight even if it's the wrong move.
Right. I've seen that. I was wondering what. I thought it was a rule or something.
No.
I seen it. It's like he got up, back up. I seen that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rule. I was like, oh, they stop in and let the guy get up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was a rule.
Yeah, I think both times he was ready to weigh the fight off and the guy recovered really quickly.
Right.
And it was too quick to stop the fight. I think if you jump in there, you need to stop the fight even if it's the wrong call. What he did is he stepped in. And he saw it was a wrong call, and he let the guys fight.
Yeah, the last one was brutal. It was like a late delay. He was up, and then he just went down.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. It's amateurs.
Yeah.
I know Mickey hates this, too, that they stop the fights a little bit quick, but I like it. You know, you got to protect the guys with shin pads. If you got shin pads on, you need to be protected, in my opinion.
And to be honest with you, if I'm getting pounded out, I want the ref to stop the fight, you know?
I think once you get out of the shin guards, it's a little bit different. You give them a little bit more leniency. But you still stop it quick because it's amateur. When it's pros, you let them die. Who cares? No, I'm serious. Like, that's your living, man, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, loss can mean the difference between you making it to UFC someday and you just being some guy that works at a 7-Eleven.
Like me.
You work at 7-Eleven?
Nah.
I want a slushie. You should bring slushies in.
I don't work at 7-Eleven.
Slushies are good.
Mr. Gerhard, I want to get you a sponsorship.
Yeah.
My name is Abu. I own a 7-Eleven in Myron.
Not right. Let's get out of here, right?
Okay.
You're going to insult somebody. I hope you do, so maybe someone will listen to it because we insulted somebody.
And a bunch of like a million Indians listen to our broadcast and YouTube and...
That'd be awesome. Maybe we shouldn't assault Indians.
And then they gonna have us interview on Fox News.
Fox News? Oh, I would kill to be on Fox News. I would talk some junk. I don't know what I could say, but I'll say something bad. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's take it out. Mexicans probably hate us.
No, they love us, I think.
Where's your Mexican floor fixer upper guy?
I'll go get him next week.
All right.
All right, Fight fans. This is K-Man Corner. We are out of here in the Fanzuzzi Studios in Buffalo, New York. Peace out.
Eric Herbert's going to go smash my face in. I got to go train.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We got to have him back on.
We should. Yeah. Hey, I heard Super 8's calling you right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see what they want.
Oh, they asked me if they know me and Gearhart is friends, and they said they want their towels back.
Gearhart, you better give that Rich Mitchell guy the $40 it costs when you steal a towel.
Yeah, they bugging me. They bugging Rich Mitchell.
We're coming for you, Gearhart. Congratulations on your win, dude. 2-11. We need to find you someone you can beat besides from Morrison. I heard Mickey might be looking for a rematch. He's trying to turn his record around.
Yeah, I mean, Gerhard said he made him tap.
Yeah, we need a rematch.
Yeah.
I don't think Mickey will fight him.
You know who would be a good fight?
Mark Murray and
Mickey.
Mickey would be a great fight.
Mark Murray looks good.
Mark Murray looks really good, but...
That guy he was fighting was... The tough guy, tall.
Yeah, Jimmy Pearl. I was just training with him up today.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, Pearl's tough, man. He's from Bone MMA. Dude, he's tough. His ankle's all totally taped up. He hurt his ankle real bad during that fight. In the first round, kept fighting. Tough kid.
Yeah.
Really tough kid. Bone MMA, man, they're up and coming.
Yeah.
Their gym is small, and they don't have a cage.
Where they at?
But they're tough.
Where located at?
They're in Leroy.
Oh, okay.
That was a long ride. Stupid long rides. All right, I got to get out of here because we got to get for some Subway.
And then Eric Herbert waiting for you.
Yeah, Eric Herbert's
going to put some beating on you.
He's going to kick my nuts and slam me on my head. Actually, no, he's a very humble guy. He's just slamming me on my head. All right. K-Man's Corner's out of here.
Peace.